finished the course, you won't need to carry a phrasebook around with you when you go on your next holiday. Instead, the language will be in your head, and you'll be able to adapt what you've learnt so that you will have far more flexibility in terms of what you can say than you would ever have had with a phrasebook. And more than that, you will actually understand what it is you're saying. To allow this to happen, this course has been divided into two parts. The first part is this recording. This is what you'll work with first. You'll work your way through the recording, and by the end of it, you'll be able to remember, understand, and use everything you've learnt up to that point with great ease. When you've completed the recorded part, you can then go on to the booklet. The booklet will both allow you to review and reinforce what it is you learnt with the recording, but it will also allow you to extend your knowledge. You'll be able to add additional components, additional words, additional ideas, and become ever more confident and capable at expressing yourself in Spanish. Now, in order to allow this course to do what it's intended to do, I'm going to set up three very simple parameters, three very basic ground rules. The first ground rule is that I want you to take your time with the course. In particular, I want you to take your time to think out your answers, to think out your responses. Natural length pauses have been included on the course, so you'll have plenty of time to give your response. However, if you do need longer to respond, simply pause the course and take your time to think out your response. So, this is the first ground rule. Take your time to think out your responses. Don't rush yourself. The second, and perhaps the most important ground rule, is that I don't want you to make any particular effort to remember what I'm teaching you. In fact, strange as it might sound, I actually want you to forget it. As I say, this probably sounds a little strange, but as you'll know if you've ever tried to memorize a list of vocabulary, memorizing words or phrases doesn't tend to work very well. So, we're not going to do that here. Instead, what's going to happen in this course is that I'm going to introduce various words and ideas, with the idea being that you won't actually remember them all the first time round. You'll definitely forget some of them. And that's good, because what this is going to allow me to do is to remind you of these words later on when I bring them up again. Indeed, this will happen throughout the course, so that you will pick up and learn these words and ideas not by trying to memorize them, but by simply going along with the flow of the course, during which I will keep coming back to many of the same ideas and words. You will forget them, and then I will remind you of them, and you'll forget them again, and I'll remind you of them again. By going through this process of forgetting and then being reminded, eventually you'll just know them, as you'll discover by the time you've reached the end of the course. So, the second and most important ground rule is, don't worry about trying to remember what I'm teaching you. Instead, just let yourself forget it. Okay, the third and final and very brief ground rule is that I don't want you to worry about making mistakes. We all make mistakes when we are first learning to use a new foreign language. That's normal, and it's one of the best ways to learn, in fact. So don't worry about getting everything right the first time. As I said a moment ago, everything that's on the course will be reintroduced a number of times anyway. Just relax and let it happen. So, to sum up, take your time, let yourself forget, and don't worry about making mistakes. Assisting me in preparing you for your trip into the Spanish-speaking world is our native speaker, Carmen. Say hello, Carmen.
Hola.
Now, let's begin. I have in Spanish, I have is...
He. He.
And to say visited in Spanish, you can simply take the English word visit and then add the ado from the end of the English word bravado onto the end of it. I'll say it again. To say visited in Spanish, you can simply take the English word visit and then add